Career Conversations. I'm Mary Wheeler, and this is the first in a series of interviews with registered practical nurses. I'm delighted to introduce Rod McCarthy, who is currently working in North Bay and has been an RPN for 11 years. Welcome to Career Conversations, Rod.
Well, thank you very much.
So, Rod, could you just tell me a little bit about what you're doing now?
Presently, I'm an operating room nurse, scrub nurse. I started my career in the North Bay General.
Were you born in North Bay?
Yes, I've always lived in North Bay. I've never ventured very far from it. I was a heating and air conditioning technician. I left that career to go back to school.
What made you decide to move from your first career into nursing?
I just went up and met with a career advisor, and they said, oh, they're looking for men in nursing, and you should really think about it. And they handed me some pamphlets, and I took them home and read them, and I applied. I wasn't quite sure that this was what I wanted, but within the first 2 days, I knew nursing was for me. I just never looked back. Continued on from there. I always enjoyed my surgical rotations. I had the opportunity to visit the operating room, and then every chance I got, I would try and get to the operating room. So it was always my career goal was to get to the operating room.
So could you just tell me a bit about what you do as a scrub nurse in the OR?
My role is to ensure that all the surgical equipment is present for the operation, depending on what type of operation we would be doing.
Rod, are there many registered practical nurses working in the OR, either at your hospital or across Ontario? Is this a common role for RPNs?
I would say that it's very unique. The North Bay Regional, we have 25 RNs and 3 RPNs.
What I really find intriguing is that you really have had various career goals and have been able to achieve those goals. So both going into your nursing program, but also having a career goal of working in the OR. What is it about you? What makes you unique?
Life experience is a very key component in attaining any of your goals. I'm lucky that it is my second career.
Anything else that has helped you be successful in achieving your career goals to date?
I would have to say belonging to my professional association.
You had a leadership role.
I'm past president, but I've always belonged to the RPNAO, and I've always followed news, upcoming events. I tried to attend education conferences. It's just a very key component to practicing, I find. Being aware of what is going on in the province as well as your own community. And to see the political side of the nursing aspect in Ontario is a wonderful thing.
When I listen to your story today, you've had a lot going on. It sounds like a very rich career, both being involved in your professional association, doing the work that you love. That's what I hear coming out in this conversation. What's ahead for you, Rod, when you look at your career?
I've been fortunate enough in the early stages of my career. I've done a lot, and I haven't just got to enjoy the career itself. I think I just might enjoy nursing for a little while. And then I think I might rejoin another group to end my career. Maybe something, you know.
Some committees with the College of Nurses.
Yeah.
Are there some words of wisdom you have for RPNs coming from the vantage point that you have come, both in a second career, working in a job that you love, having been the past president of your professional association?
Don't let the hustle and bustle of the ongoings of your facility, whether it be a long-term care facility, a hospital, put you to the point where you can't take 5 and 10 minutes to sit and actually listen to your patient. But because of the stories that they have to tell, they tell you a lot about their health, a lot about themselves, the reason why they're there, how you might be able to get them on road to becoming better. And I think that's what the most important thing in nursing. Don't be in a hurry. Don't rush. Take the time and listen.
Rod, in closing, is there anything else you'd like to comment on about career?
I would have to say, don't stay stagnant. Mm-hmm. Take a course or two every year. Continual learning is the goal of becoming a better nurse. Always try to achieve something new every year.
I'd like to say thank you and all the best in whatever you do next in your career, Rod.
Well, thank you very much.